I know as we come into the church today, how many of you are here? All right, so we're all here together. I know as you come into church today, there's a whole lot of emotions and feelings coming on. For some, Father's Day, it's a great day of joy. For others, Father's Day, it's a day of pain. For some, it's joyful and marked by happiness within the parameters of love, commitment, generations, and fulfillment of promise. For others, it's painful and marked by brokenness, betrayal, abandonment, and regret. So let me say this to every father that's in the house. Every father, every man, for that matter, every woman also, can I say this to you today? Whether you feel joy or pain at the mentioning of Father's Day, you are God's man and you are God's woman. I say you are God's man and you are God's woman. Regardless of how you're feeling about Father's Day, man of God, you are God's man. Woman of God, you are God's woman and you are God's instrument to bring the change. You are God's man. You are God's woman. Turn with me, if you will, to Judges chapter 6. We're going to read from verse 1 together. It's a passage that many of you have heard me speak many times before, but you haven't heard it and you haven't seen it go where it's going to go today. Here we go. Judges chapter 6, reading from verse 1. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in the mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and some Vegemites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I snatched you from the power of Egypt and from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them from before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live,' but you have not listened to me." Verse 11, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you." He said, "The Lord is with you." Oh, you guys are good. I'm liking this service. "The Lord is with you. Amen. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you and you will strike down all the Midianites together." Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me." It's a funny thing that he would say, "Give me a sign that it's really you talking to me." Who does he think's talking to him? "Give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you." And the Lord said, "I will wait until you return." How many of you know the Lord has to be a little bit patient with some of us? Is there anybody else in the room or is it just me? Praise God, he is patient with us. He says one thing to him. He says another thing to him. He says another thing to him. And Gideon says, "If it's really you, can you just wait here?" And the Lord's like, "Whatever, go do what you're going to do. I'll be here waiting for you when you get back." Gideon went in, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast. Putting the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot, he brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of the Lord said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock, and pour out the broth." And Gideon did so. With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread, Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread. And the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized, we all need a realization moment. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abizarites. I love this passage of scripture. I know I just read a long passage and I didn't mean to lose you in it, but the reason I love this passage of scripture is because it appears that Gideon receives something in it. He receives something that has the ability to change everything before anything has actually changed. Friends, I want to say to you today, you've all come to church. Some of you have walked in with your head up high. Some of you have just dragged yourself in, but however it is that you've come in today, I believe the Lord wants to give you something that has the ability to change everything before anything has actually changed. One of the things that Gideon received before his personal, family, church, or community circumstances changed was the peace of God. The peace of God. How many of you would say today that you need the peace of God? All right. I'm going to help everybody else out that didn't raise their hand, because the truth is, you need the peace of God. The truth is, I need the peace of God. The truth is, we all need the peace of God if we're going to become the men and women of God that God is calling us to become. The truth is, Gideon needed the peace of God, for fear had driven him into a space and a place of hiding and survival. We've all been around. We're all here. We all get this. He'd been driven back by fear. Fear was coming after him. So he'd take a backward step, take a backward step, take a backward step, until finally he's in the wine press and he's threshing wheat and he's in survival mode. Maybe that's how you've come into this house today. Maybe that's how you've got yourself into church today. And I say, you got yourself there. For some of you, you've just got here. Praise God you're here. It would have been easier to lay in your bed. It would have been easier to stay at home. But you got yourself up and you got yourself to the house of God. And it might be like, you might be like, "But I'm still fearful. I'm still feeling like I'm on the back foot." But you are here. Wherever you be there. Wherever you be there. If you're here, you're here. Praise God, you're here. Maybe you're here and you're feeling, if you were to be honest, "That's me. I'm Gideon. I'm in this thing. I'm giddy with fear. I'm on the back foot. I feel like my dreams are closing down. I feel oppressed. I feel depressed. I feel restricted. I feel like the enemy's just coming after me. It's one thing after another thing after another thing." And I find myself in the wine press with Gideon. Man, can I say this to you? The fact of the matter is, you're here. Something in you said, "I've got to be there." Can I say this to you? Peace and fear shouldn't be in the same stream. You don't have bitter and fresh water, salt and fresh water. We don't want to be a people who try and blend our fear and the peace of God. So this is what I want to say to every man that's in the house today. Let fear be gone and let peace arise. Let fear be gone and let peace arise. Huh. So Gideon finds himself in a wine press threshing wheat. He wasn't there because it was a good idea. "Hey, why don't we go into the wine press?" No, the wine press is a wine press. He found himself there because fear had squeezed him into that place. Fear has a way of squeezing the life out of you, the joy out of you, the peace out of you. And the enemy put so much fear into Gideon, it squeezed him onto the back foot. Friends, if you've come into church this morning and you're feeling like you're on the back foot, if you were to be honest today, like Shane, that's my story. I feel like I'm on the back foot. Can I encourage you? You are actually in the company of champions. You say, "I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm by myself." Like Gideon was by himself. He was a champion. Like Joseph was by himself in the pit. He was a champion. Like David was in the cave by himself. He's a champion, and everyone would say. Amen. So if you feel like you're downcast today and you've just dragged yourself in, praise the Lord, because you dragged yourself in. You're in the company today of champions. But before any of their external realities change, how many of you know there needed to be an internal reality change? before Gideon's external change occurred, there was an internal change that occurred. It would be the same with David, same with Joseph, same with you, same with me. We know that for Gideon, before his external realities changed, his family realities changed, or his community or church reality circumstances changed, his internal reality changed. How do I know that? I know that because after the Lord spoke to him, he got up and what did he do? He went and built an altar. And he called the altar, "The Lord is peace. The Lord is peace." He wasn't building an altar before that moment. But after encountering God, he went and built an altar saying, "The Lord is peace." So am I saying that as men, husbands, fathers, sons, and brothers, which we all are, we need the peace of God? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. We need the peace of God, not for peace's sake. No, not for peace's sake. In some ways, you'll receive the peace of God, yes, but the peace of God doesn't come by itself. The peace of God, even in this situation, came on the back of something else. He received the peace of God, but it was on the back of something else. You see, think about this. What did Jesus say in John chapter 14, verse 27? He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." What was Jesus saying? He says, "I'm going to give you peace, but it's not the world peace." How many of you know the peace that the world will give you is largely circumstantial? It's circumstantial peace, meaning when your marriage is good, when your family is good, when your finances are good, when your health is good, when your emotions are good, then you've got peace. That's the peace that the world gives. But how many of you know the Lord's peace is really different to that? The peace of heaven is really different to that. It's not built on circumstances, but it's built on the promises of God. It's not built on circumstances, but it's built on the truth of God's word. It's not built on what's happening around you. It's actually built on the word of God, the promises of God, the truth of God, which is completely unfailing. And this is why Gideon was able to receive peace. He was able to receive peace when the angel said, "My peace I give you," because he'd already received the word of God. And when the angel said, because it's the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord is the Lord. And when the Lord turns up and says, "Here it is," how many of you know it's the word that's giving peace? It's the word. Now, Gideon had already received the word. He'd already received it well and truly, absolutely no doubt about it. Judges chapter 6, verse 22 says, when Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Sovereign Lord, I have seen the Lord face to face." Now, at this point, think about this. At this point, where is he? He's still in the wine press. He's still in the wine press. He's still back here. At this point, his circumstances haven't changed. At this point, his family is still oppressed. At this point, he hasn't seen the promises of God realized in his family. At this point, none of that has occurred. But what he has received is the word of God. Upon hearing the word of God, he has the peace of God. Having the peace of God, now all of a sudden he can build himself an altar saying, "The Lord is peace, because I've got his word. No longer am I going to stay back here in the wine press, but now I'm going to come out. No longer am I going to be hard pressed, but now I'm coming out to do some pressing of my own." How many of you would like to come out today, and rather than being hard pressed, actually step out and say, "All right, enemy, you've been coming after me. Now I'm coming after you. You had me on the back foot. You better start running, because I'm coming after you. I'm coming back to take what's mine, and I'm coming back to see the people of God set free." How many of you would like that to be your revelation today? I love the fact that Gideon was able to come out and get on the front foot because he had a word from God. Had a word from God. In fact, he had three words from God. Think about this. Three. What's better than one word from God? Having three words from God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, it's like, what's better than having one child? Having triplets. No, don't. You guys got engaged. Congratulations. Well, praise God. Triplets in Jesus' name. All right, so. All right, whatever. All right. All right. He had three words from God. Not just one word from God. He had three words from God. All right, let's have a look at them. Here we go. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you." So, When the angel of God turns up. How many of you know when the angel of God turns up, he ain't going to be like, the Lord is with you, my warrior. How many of you know when the angel of God turns up, it's the angel of the Lord. When he comes up, he's prophesying. When he comes up and speaks, he's declaring. When he comes up and he gets into your grid. You know, if you're married, you know what it is to have a spouse get into your grid. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the angel of the Lord turns up and gets up close and personal, because you've been hiding and you've been squeezed, and fear has driven you back to this place. But then the angel of the Lord turns up and he looks at you in the face and he gets his long finger out. You say, how do you know he's got a long finger? Well, I can't imagine the Lord having like little fingers, you know what I'm saying? So he gets his long and he points and he declares, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. I don't think it would have been, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. No. This is Enjoy Church, not whatever church. The Lord is the Lord. Everyone say, the Lord is with you. Mighty warrior. Some of you need to hear that. Some of my brothers need to hear that. Some of the fathers in the house need to hear that. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And you might be thinking, but I don't feel like it. Tell your feelings to be quiet. Tell your feelings to get behind you. Tell your feelings, shh. No. What does the Lord say? The Lord says, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. So what does that tell me? Point number one, here we go. I am God's appointed man. Whether I feel like it, whether I look like it, whether I sound like it, whether I'm being sniffling like it, it doesn't matter. The reality is this. I know who I am. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. And when the Lord turns up into our space and he points at us, he declares, the Lord is with you. Amen. You're a God's appointed man. Judges chapter 6, verse 14. Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Am I what? Am I not sending you? What does this tell us? I'm God's sent one. You are God's sent one. Brothers, I'm calling you out. God's calling you out. You're God's man. You're God's sent one. You're his appointed one and you're his sent one. You say, where's he sending us? Where are you going? Are you married? You're God's man in that marriage. Are you a family man? You're God's man. He's sending you back to your family. He's sending you to your wife. He's sending you into your workplace. He's sending you to the MCG to watch Richmond beat Collingwood. It's my time. All right, it's enough. Got to have a dream. Sorry, Mum. I love our Collingwood supporters, even my mum. All right, so moving right along. It's our time. Your God's appointed and your God sent one. All right, what's the third thing? Here we go. Judges chapter 6, verse 16. I will be with you and you will strike down all the Midianites together. I will be with you. God will be with you. The angel of the Lord, he'll be with you. The Holy Spirit will be with you. And you're going to step into a space, you're going to step into a place where you begin to strike down all the enemies that have come after you and your family. You're going to strike them down. What does that say? That speaks of anointing. So you're appointed, you're sent, you're anointed. You're appointed, you're sent, you're anointed. Into your family, into your workplace, into the community, into the church, wherever it is that God takes you on planet Earth, if you're stepping out, every place that you put your foot, I'm going to be with you, says the Lord. You are God's appointed, you are God's sent one, and you are God's anointed one. And everybody said, amen. So we find ourselves here. It's my time. All of a sudden, Gideon's saying, it's my time. It's my time. Peace overcomes him. He goes and builds an altar. He builds an altar to the glory of God because of the peace of God. The peace of God comes not just because of like, peace. Peace. No, he's got a word. I got my word now. I know what to do now. I'm coming out of the wine press and I'm going after everything God's got for me. The reason Gideon's heart was filled with peace before his circumstances changed was simply because he realized the sovereign Lord was calling him out as a mighty warrior, sending him and empowering him for the victory in Jesus' name. Gideon's not on the back foot now. He's not hiding in the wine press now. He's full of faith, he's confident, and he's coming out to do some pressing of his own. So for all the men of Enjoy Church, the sons of the house, the brothers in the house, the fathers and the husbands of Enjoy that feel as though you've been on the back foot. All right, let's just be real. It's not easy being a man of God. It's not easy. People in the world will pay us out saying that, you know, we got to depend on Christ. Yes, I got to depend on Christ. And it's a whole lot easier than living my own life because I got to live a Jesus life. I want to live a Jesus life. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better provider. I want to be a better dad. I want to provide financially. I want to provide emotionally, spiritually for my children. Husbands and dads, it's not just provision of finance, but spiritual provision, emotional provision. We're going to do the whole deal here. I want to be that guy. And just being honest, I know what it's like to be a man in this generation that's like, I'm trying to work this thing out. Girls, wives, daughters, mums, can I encourage you? Understand that it's not that easy to be a man in 2019. Man of God, that is. And I would say to the men, it's probably not that easy to be a girl either. I wouldn't think. I don't know. But I wouldn't think. Being a mum, imagine having a baby far out, whatever. All right. But I do know man. And I do know men. It's not easy. We feel the pressure. We feel the squeeze. We feel like we're taking one backward step after another, one thing after another, stepping back, stepping back, stepping back. Maybe you've come into church today and you've been stepping back, on the back foot, maybe a little fearful of some of the challenges you're facing. Maybe you've got some relational challenges, financial challenges, emotional challenges, whatever they may be. Maybe feeling a little oppressed, a little depressed, a little discouraged by the size of your enemies, the size of them. If that's you today, I've got a word for you. How many of you want to know what the word is? All right, thank you for the four of you. Where are the men? Give me a... You're all listening now. I've got a word for you. I've got a word for you, bro. I've got a word for you all. The word is simply this. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. 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 You are God's appointed one. You are God's sent one. You are God's anointed one. You say, but Shane, I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm just surviving here, man. I feel like I'm dragging myself to church. I feel like I'm dragging myself around in my marriage, dragging myself around my family. You are God's anointed one. You are God's appointed one. You are God's sent one. Huh. You are God's anointed, mighty warrior for your dream, your marriage, your family, your ministry, your church, your business, community. You're God's man. You're God's mighty warrior. I'm going to ask for all the men to stand up. All the men. So if you're male, just stand to your feet. I say male because you might be like an 8-year-old, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. You might be like 108 years old, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. You are the men of Enjoy Church. You're my brothers, you're my sons, you're my mates, co-laborers with Christ, for Christ. This is what I want to say to every man, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. When you don't feel like you've got the answers, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. When you feel like you're on the back foot, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. When you feel like you don't have what it takes, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. When you can't see a future beyond the here and now, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. This is what I want you to do. You can hear it from me all day long. It will encourage you to a degree. But I'm going to take a minute now, just a minute. It's what I want every man in the place to do. I want you to go find the nearest 46 men. And I want you to look into their eyes. Some of you are like, this is getting weird in here. You haven't seen anything yet. It's going to get weirder, I promise. I want you to look into your brother's eyes. Because some of the men in here really do need encouragement. Not just from me up here on a microphone, but they need encouragement from their brothers. They need encouragement from their friends. I want you to go around and just look into the eyes of your brothers. And when you speak this, don't speak it like, don't look at their chest and like, Lord, it's with you, mighty warrior. No. I want you to look at them right in the eye. Pull out your finger. Load it. How many of you know a loaded finger is not just good for ears and noses, but a loaded finger is good to get into the face of your brother. I want you to go find 10 brothers. And with conviction, if you're a guest in our church and you don't feel comfortable, you can take a seat. We won't judge you if take a seat in this. But if you're an enjoyer or a Christian, you got faith, or even you just want to have a crack because you something on the inside is like, ah. I want you to walk up to your brothers. I want you to stick your finger in their chest, in their face. Don't poke them. You might have a pointy finger. It might kill them. But just get into their space and declare boldly, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. All right, go find 20 guys. Just go for it. Just go for it. All over the place. Cheer them on, girls. Cheer them on. That's right. Yeah, you go, girl. Cheer them on. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. 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 The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. All right. Let's go find our seats. All right. Now I'm going to ask everybody to stand up. Everyone stand up. Here's the thing. Some of you, all right. Did anybody not hear it from someone? Did anybody in the room not hear it from someone? We all heard it from someone. All right, this is what we're going to do. If you all heard it from someone, we're good, but we're not done. You say, why aren't we done? Because some of you heard it, but you haven't received it yet. Some of you heard it, but you haven't taken it yet. You heard it from a distance, and you're grateful for it because you heard it, but you haven't received it. God is not done with you. Here's the thing. Look at me. Every man. You dragged yourself in this morning. Good job. You got here. Good job. I'm speaking to some in the house. I know I am. You got yourself here. But if you could be honest, praise the Lord. If you could be honest, you heard it, but you haven't received it yet. You're still feeling like you haven't grown a foot yet because you're not quite there. Because you've been in the cave for a long time. You've been in the pit for a long time. You've been in the wine press. You've been pressed and squeezed. And it's like, I'm hearing you, Shane, but remember circumstances. They're not going to change until you change. Got to change in here. Changes here. And then from here, it'll change out there. It has to change within you before it can change beyond you. It's got to change in here. There are men in this room today, and if you're going to be really honest, you're still struggling, even though you've heard it. You're still struggling to receive it. You're like, yeah, this is a good word, but Shane, I got my stuff. My situation, my finances, my emotions, I feel contained. I feel like I'm in survival mode. I don't feel like this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask for every man. If you're to be really honest, you're like, I still feel like Gideon today. Just being honest, Shane. I've come this morning. I got myself here. But I don't feel free. I don't feel like I'm on the front foot. I don't feel like I'm taking ground. I don't feel like I'm enjoying the promises of God. I don't feel like I'm the man. Friends, you are the man. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. But if you'd be really honest, you're like, I'm not there. If that is you, I want you to hop out of your seat and come to the front right now. Just hop out of your seat. Just come. Every man, you're saying, that's me. Just come. Come. Come on. Let's clap for him. Let's cheer for him. Just come. Just come. Come, 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 come. Come, come, come. I know this is new for some of you. Just come. Now. Yeah, keep coming. Keep clapping for him. Keep clapping. Come. Come on, keep coming. If that's you, just come now. Don't wait another day. You're going to miss out on what's about to happen. I know what's about to happen. You don't want to miss out on what's going to happen. Hang on. Guys. This is Father's Day. This is a day for the men to connect with God. This is a day to go home a foot taller. I'm going to help some of you out. You're going to leave taller. Now, I know there are more of you out there than That is what it's here. You say, Shane, how do you know that? Because I know the men of Enjoy Church. This, when I prepare, it ain't like, oh, what's a good message? I'm just going to do a message. And I can promise you this, I don't need you to respond for me to feel good. I feel good. I get to go home with Georgia girl. I got beautiful children, ugly dogs. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to respond to my altar call or any call for me to feel good. I feel good. I want you to feel good. I want you to be able to come out of that wine press. I want you to be shake that fear off you today. Fear is not going to hold you. Fear is not going to bind you. I want you to be able to come out and leave today in the victory. Now, we're going to do something in the middle, in the minute, and if you're not here, you're going to miss out. You don't want to miss out. Jillian, do they want to miss out? No, they don't want to miss out. So we're going to start clapping, and for every man that didn't get out of your seat, now's the time. Now's the time. We're going to clap. You just hop out of your seat. You just come. You don't want to miss out. Come on, let's click. Come on. Come on, let's cheer them on as they come. All right, they're coming now. Come on, let's cheer them on. Yeah, here they come. Here they come. All right, come on, let's cheer them. Cheer for them. Clap for them. Jesus. Jesus. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. All right. All right. So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Now, we're all out here. We know why. But this is what we're going to do. It's a little bit different. I'm not going to pray for you here. This is what we're going to do. You've heard the word of God. It's not Shane's word. It's the word of God. So one thing when it's spoken by me, like a father, someone who loves you and cares for you, it's a whole different deal when it's your families and the body of Christ beginning to declare it to you. I'm going to ask you guys just to move into the middle here, just make room so you can all turn around and look at the family of God. All right, turn around. All right. It's not too late. If you need to receive what's about to happen, something spiritual is about to happen. I've seen it happen in the first two services. It's about to happen. These people are going to leave different. They're going to grow before your very eyes. Something supernatural is about to occur. So here's the thing. This is what we're going to do. In a minute, I want every one of you. Sometimes we're going to shift heaven. There's going to be a shift in the spirit right here in these lives. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. I want you to begin to point at them and begin to declare loudly and boldly, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And as they declare that, this is going to be our response. It's my time. That'll be our response. They're going to point and say, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. We're going to say, it's my time. All right. How many of you are wishing now you came out to receive what's about to happen? If that's you, just hop out of your seat and come. I don't know if it's anybody. Come on, let's just come. Yeah, yeah, come now. Come now. Come on. Come on. If you need to receive this, come on, bro. Come on down. Whoever you are. Whoever you are. Wherever you are. Come on. Come on. Let's keep clapping for him. Let's keep clapping for him. All right. Yeah. Some of you are facing emotional things, financial things. Some of you got some health issues. And it's like, that will squeeze you into there as quickly as anything. If you got health issues, you need to be here. If you got confidence issues, you need to be here. If you got anything going on that is restricting you from being the incredible man of God God's called you to be, then it's your time. It's your time. If that's you, just come. You've got health issues. Just come. Come, 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 come. Let's clap for him. Let's clap for him. Got health issues? Anybody? Anybody? All right. Come on. Let's keep clapping. Keep clapping. Yeah. Come on out, Roxas. You rock star. Come on. Let's keep clapping. All right. All right. Now, there's a supernatural impartation of encouragement that's about to happen. This is what I need every one of you to do. You need to be eyeballing people, not just your husbands and your sons and your spouses or brothers or whatever the case may be. You want to go after one, after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And you need to, as in, just like you're at the AFL Grand Final and it's like, ah! That's you need to encourage this family of believers like that. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Eyeball them. Point that finger. Get bold. Get courageous. Scream at them. Yell at them. They're going to yell, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. We are going to respond, it's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. Are we ready, church? I promise you, if you will participate, they're going to leave taller. I promise you, the courage that is about to come from you into them, they're going to rise up in faith and they will never be the same. They'll have a word from God. It's come from the Word. It's come from the Bible. But now the body of Christ is going to impart it, going to impart it, going to impart it. Are you ready? Here we go. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It's my time. 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 Come on, let's give God praise. Let's give God praise.